Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, they never go home, they never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
Bill Clinton, Spike Lee, Queen Latifah, Tiger Woods, Hugh Jackman, Vera Wang, Mike Tyson. The list of celebrities who descended on Flushing Meadows in New York to cheer on Serena Williams in her final US Open was long and A-listy. But now that Serena has finally bowed out, this impressive sprinkling of stardust may be about to have an unintended consequence on the men's side of the draw. Is Nick Kyrgios about to win his first ever Grand Slam, fueled by the power of celebrity? Hi, Murph.
Hey, Ud, how's it going? What on earth are you talking about?
This theory you've constructed.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Welcome to Shuffling. I want to go all the way, declared Kyrgios after knocking defending champion and world number one Daniel Medvedev out of the tournament last night in a thrilling match. I hadn't won a match on Ash before this week, as in the Arthur Ashe court. Now I've won two against two quality opponents. I feel like I've been able to showcase. And I've checked that quote in a few places, and I keep saying, I feel like I've been able to showcase, full stop.
I've
just been able to showcase. It's using it as a verb.
It's a verb,
To showcase. There's a lot
you're
of...
showcasing right now, can I say, on, by the way, here, with this intro.
I'm going to showcase my theory.
Showcasing the shit out
this
of it.
This is the quote. There's a lot of celebrities here, a lot of important people here watching. I want to get on that court and show them I'm able to put my head down and play and win these big matches.
Yeah.
So,
how likely does Nick Kyrgios think that, you know, Vera Wang has seen, you know, her first US Open tennis match or something? She's like, well, this is only the first week. How much better is the second week going to be?
It's just a leftover stardust from the Serena circus.
Obviously, I respect the fact that having not yet won a Grand Slam, the presence of Mike Tyson is what's going to, you know, inspire. I mean, this is really how all sports stories begin. You know, like kids growing up believing that maybe one day Mike Tyson will attend his first ever All-Ireland hurling final and you'll hit the winning point in that All-Ireland hurling final just to impress Mike Tyson.
Well, Murph, you're thinking like a normal sports person. This is Nick Kyrgios we're talking about here. I mean, true. If he thought... I mean, the guy should have won a number of majors or at least one or two before now. Hasn't got over the line. So maybe showing off to celebrities is exactly the motivation he needs.
Who else is on the list there? Vera Wang, Mike Tyson.
I had to stop it.
Who is Vera Wang?
Designer, fashion designer.
Okay, right.
So yeah, no, and
it's a name that I recognise.
Anna Wintour from Vogue as well. I mean, there's a bunch of them. As we said last week, they were running out of celebrities to cheer farewell to Serena. So it's lucky she did eventually go out in the third round.
I mean, the Pope was going to be at the final, right? I mean, I don't want to go all Francis Murphy on it, but that was the name that popped into my head. You know, for like the ultimate celebrity.
The win, Kyrgios' win against Medvedev was relatively shy on controversy by Kyrgios' standards. Although he did manage to lose a point in the second set in a really weird circumstance when Medvedev mishit a shot, hit off the frame of his racket, goes right up in the air. And rather than simply letting it drop to the ground, Kyrgios runs around to Medvedev's side of the net. We can hear a little bit of this to volley it away.
But it's kind of not out of plane while it's in the air. So what... Are you allowed to do
so
that?
The commentators sound confused, as we can hear. The rules are pretty clear, though. Since Kyrgios ran around the other side of the net to whack the ball away, he lost the point, which he could have won just literally by standing there on his side of the net and allowing it to bounce down. It's going to be everywhere in SportsCenter, so I'm going to look like an idiot, but that's all right.
said Kyrgios, who apparently is playing at Djokovic-Nadal levels, according to his beaten opponent. That's what Medvedev said. And seeing as Djokovic...
He would say that, though, wouldn't he?
Well, Djokovic isn't there to actually stop him as he was at Wimbledon, so we might have to reckon with the Kyrgios major here.
Yeah. I mean,
are they not, like, loads of rounds still to go?
That was a third round.
Yeah, he's into the quarters.
So. That was the fourth round. So he's still got three games to go, yeah. But... I mean, he's
knocked out Medvedev, who's the reigning champ.
No Djokovic, no Federer.
Not really. Feels like he's kind of on a roll.
Djokovic
isn't there. Well, Nadal, yeah. I mean, that's going to be the one, but wouldn't be amazed to see Kyrgios beat Rafa Nadal, who admittedly isn't losing many tennis matches that he actually plays these days.
When he's
out there on the court, he generally wins Rafa Nadal.
You know, Kyrgios' head wobble will arrive, but maybe it won't be fatal. I mean, that was a reasonably vital point as well. That he lost against Medvedev just by being an idiot for 3 seconds. As you say, all you do is literally let gravity do the work. Just let the ball fall on the ground, and that was all he needed.
Yeah,
he's got an irrepressible enthusiasm for the great game of tennis. So
your luck finally ran out with your Serena predictions.
Well, listen on, even the greats make an odd mistake, you know, from time to time. I did add. There was a caveat that I did add at the end of the show.
For non-members, Murph was correctly predicting last week that Serena would wipe the floor with the number two seed, Kontaveit.
Yeah.
And boldly predicted that she would then waltz through the next round.
My only concern was that Tomljanovic was just enough of a no-mark to be beaten by Serena. I did say that just right at the very end of the show on Friday.
I don't think you're
if she'd been
around,
a little better, yeah, then Serena obviously would still be in the US Open today. However, she was just sufficiently terrible to allow Serena to be beaten by her. So, listen on, what can I say? I fucked up, okay. I'm sorry.
I never actually asked you for your prediction for the big Shane Walsh, Kimco Crokes debut against your own Temple Oak Sing Street in the championship.
Well, I'm glad you didn't put me on the spot.
Probably there. Just as well. Poor old Singer took an awful pacing from Crokes with very little contribution from Shane Walsh.
Yeah, so he actually only came on with, I think, 14 minutes to go and Crokes were already 20 points up, I think, at that stage.
You were there.
I was there. And, you know, it is kind of it's kind of an odd thing to be a member of a GA club that appears on TG Car, because I think a lot of people are just like, oh, well, this is the club in its entirety. This is how good or how bad they are based on this one game that they play live on national television.
And concede three goals and 25 points.
Yeah. And, you know, I should say that Temple Oak Sing Street had not lost a game in the championship up until now. They'd drawn their first two games. It's not like Temple Oak Sing Street are like the they were not on television. You're absolutely right.
So they're not the whipping boys of Dublin football.
Yes, exactly.
That you're trying to tell us.
Like that's the point you're trying to make. Like the, you know, they finished third in the group. Ballymun aren't in the quarterfinals. Vincent's are in the Senior B Championship. They're not even in the Senior A Championship. So I mean, like, this is the standard of club and the standard of football that Crokes are blowing teams out of the water at, which is kind of scary. You know what I mean? Like what Paul Manning was doing yesterday was ridiculous, yeah. Literally ridiculous.
7 points in the first half.
In the first half, none of them from within, 60 yards.
All of the ones where the defender's done pretty much all he can and then just watches as a 50-yard point sails over.
Well, I think as a defender against Paul Manning, you're hoping for help either from your teammates trying to defend the D or the sideline or the end line. But he's literally hitting points from 50 or 55 metres out. And there's not a lot you can do when a guy is that accurate from that distance out. Because, you know, the idea is that you protect the D, the scoring zone. But if the scoring zone is, 55 yards out from goal, I mean, the game gets pretty complicated. Literally, as you're watching it, going, how many players can kick these points? And you're thinking, Clifford from that distance is pretty good. Sean O'Shea is pretty good.
Shane Walsh.
And the other guy, the other name that springs immediately to mind is on the Kilmacud Crokes bench at the moment, which is, it is a pretty terrifying prospect. And Walsh didn't obviously have to do a lot. His team were racing ahead. There were a few little cameos of his quality. But, I mean, like looking at the Dublin Championship now as a whole, Nafina are a pretty decent team. But like the team, the recent winners that aren't like Judes were knocked out on Saturday evening as well. Stephen Early's Judes. So there's, other than Ballyboden, there's no one else there with any sort of real pedigree. And we, then you're looking like nationally at teams that can handle Crokes. And you know, we only got it like Mannion has been in America for all summer. It's not even that, like, it's not even like he's super sharp or anything. Walsh will be integrated into the team by the time the All-Ireland Club Championship comes around. I mean, you're looking at county teams that can't handle this Crokes team. If I were to ask GA fans now where Kilmacook Crokes would finish in Division 4 of the National Football League next year with Paul Mannion and Shane Walsh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a pretty, they would do pretty well in Division 3, I would say.
So you're still not disgusted by the transfer? Or no. Are you now, having seen what it's going to mean once no. he actually starts? No,
well, I mean, like they will run amok for sure. But I mean, that's a different question. Yeah. That is a very different question. And then there is an argument about, like, you're looking at that, you're saying, God, Crokes are absolutely unbelievable. My God, like how good are they? And then you realise they have no member of the Dublin Senior Football Panel. In their panel.
I must say, I do find when you're watching Mannion do that, there is a part of me that's like, oh, come on, Paul. You know, come on.
Oh, see, this is bad. I'm the bigger man with Shane Walsh. I say, you know, you go, you live your life. But McDevitt gets, Fear Gael, Owen McDevitt gets up on his high horse.
I need Paul Mannion to come back for one season just to steady the ship. Just pick off another Ireland, just get things back on the way they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Normal service resumed.
You know, do whatever he needs to do with Crokes. Yeah. Is that asking for too much? Good weekend for Singer Intermediate, Smurf, your own side. Revenge has been gained on Clontarf, who beat you in the junior final last year.
Well, listen, it's just the group stage, Owen. You know, no one's getting carried away. No one's getting carried away, says the man who was pretty drunk on Saturday night. But
Simon staying well away from the mic as a proud Clontarf man, of course. Mm-hmm. Simon described the Clontarf team as a team full of baristas and teachers.
He did recognise, when he came to see the county final last year, he did recognise a lot of players.
Local coffee shops.
Sort
of, well, the baristas have been sent back to law school. Does that work? Doesn't quite work with the coffee gag.
Back to doing, Bez in Trinity with their tails between their legs. If they're anything like our lads.
Bez.
Yeah, all overeducated, extremely well thought out, well spoken young men.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy to assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous.
A little bit more GAA news for you. The Wicklow Senior Footballers have a new manager, and it's a familiar voice to all Second Captains listeners.
Somebody give me a fucking break here with this.
Well, you've got your break, O'Shea. You've got your break into senior intercounty management. Albeit you're going in there at the coalface. Do you like that, Ken?
I liked it.
You love O'Shea McConville hotkeys. I got to say that. So you were talking earlier on about whether or not what damage Crokes could do in Division 4 of the league. Well, we're going to find out what damage O'Shea McConville can do. Is that where I was going to go with that as manager there? I'm going to say it's a tough gig, but it's one that I'm excited to see how he does in. And we're going to be talking to him on the show.
And you know, it's obviously from an unbelievably selfish perspective, as we were discussing when he was in the running on the Ray Dempsey ticket for the Mayo job. Unbelievably selfish point of view, we obviously want him to not be an intercounty manager or an intercounty coach.
Well, we actually haven't had him on like as a pundit for a couple of years. We've only played those hotkeys.
Yeah.
The listeners are fooled into thinking that O'Shane's here. It's just constant hotkeys and Paul Flynn reacting. So it's got to be more... Normal service will be resumed.
Yeah. The Flynn-McConville partnership remains unbroken.
Yeah. So what do you make of it?
But yeah, we'll it is a tough gig because Wicklow were in Division 3 last year. I mean, they were good enough to get promoted out of Division 4. At the end of 2021. So there's footballers there for sure, but they had their fair share of losses in Division 3 last year, went straight back down to Division 4. But this is the job. You know, I think from O'Shane's point of view, and we're going to have him on the show this week on the World Service, but I think there comes a time, it's similar to Kevin McStay, similar even to Colm O'Rourke, who's obviously at a later stage in his life than O'Shane is. When pundits have been trying to do both, the notion he's been a manager within Enniskeen, Colm O'Rourke has managed club teams in Meath for years, where you just decide, rather than having a foot in both camps, okay, let's go for it. Let's actually just commit to this and see how I am at it. And kind of that willingness to do the job and get stuck in, I think it's, you know, I'm a fan of O'Shane as a human being and as a pundit.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, it's a really brave decision. I can't wait to see how he gets on with it. It's a challenge, but of course, like all of these jobs are insane challenges. And even just kind of trying to figure out just how many hours he's going to spend on this. It is insane. It's an absolutely insane thing to try and take on, but at the same time, he's doing it because he wants to find out whether he can do the job or not. And I think that's the best motivation in the world to take something like this on.
We'll chat to him during the week. Secondcaptains.com, €5 a month plus VAT, obviously, to join the World Service. We're also hoping to chat to Ciara McGeehan this week after her historic run in the Diamond League on Friday night.
Ciara McGeehan into the home straight. This is lights out stuff. Now Laura Muir is on the back of that as well. All moving wide, jostling for position. McGeehan, can she keep going? McGeehan says she's in the shape of her life. Hailu is finishing strongly. Laura Muir coming as well. Laura Muir threatening second place. Can McGeehan hold on? Yes, she can. 3:56.63. Just outside the
And the significance of that time is that it knocked more than 2 seconds off the previous national record held by one Sonia O'Sullivan. It was one of those days people often describe being in the zone. And for me today, that happened. I felt like I was running on clouds. It was amazing. That's a nice quote from her. There was also some nice stuff from Sonia, who was there. This is on the back of winning silver at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham and also at last month's European Championships in Munich. She's now become the first Irish athlete to win a Diamond League race, as far as I'm aware. She finally beats the Olympic silver medalist Laura Muir, who she's been chasing hard all summer. She breaks Sonia's record, and she does it all with Sonia in attendance, which is a pretty good night's work. There's a class photo of the two of them, which a lot of people have seen. We can tweet it anyway, but it's the two of them standing there afterwards, and both of them have the tricolour, all that kind of stuff. Sonia said, "Great to be in the stand to witness such a great race by Ciara, who had a great season and was not afraid to lose tonight." I know in the longer clip of the commentary, Murph, you noted that there was a lot of focus on Laura Muir and what she wasn't doing. And as it finishes, the commentators are almost looking for a reason that Muir lost.
Yeah.
And that she was exhausted after the long season and so
pretty
on.
Pretty tiring finishing second to someone time after Laura time after time.
I know.
I can tell you that.
I think they're fair enough. It's also, that's kind of a cool part of beating the favourite and the sort of, you know, a golden athlete like that, is that
sticking to the begrudgers.
Well,
all the haters and losers out there who doubted her.
Well, more like, I was going to bring up Michael Checa there. Probably bad timing considering New Zealand exacted something of a revenge just the weekend just gone. But after the first test, I would put it to Checa that, oh, so they're giving you loads of respect now that you've won over there for the first time, like when Ireland, and he's like, well, they're mostly talking about themselves, you know, which is a little bit of the Laura Muir vibe there. But when somebody is doing as well as she has done, there's obviously going to be a certain focus on why she hasn't, you know, won this particular race. But who cares about Laura Muir from our point of view? It was all about Ciara McGeehan. Unbelievable run there. Like, really one of the most interesting careers.
And a
in
ridiculous
Irish athletics
last lap as well.
Yeah, and it's great that she's
just went out there
form.
And bossed it. It was absolutely
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like we said, she didn't, it was one of those ones similar to the Europeans. Like, okay, I could blow up here, but I'm not going to win by hanging back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out and run the race that could win me
yeah.
the thing rather than in a weird potentially kind of way, hang around. And then, you know, we'll kind of see what happens. Like, she's racing. She's not afraid of Laura Muir. She's been closer a couple of times and she finally took her. What were you going to say?
Yeah, no. And in a weird kind of way, there's the hedging of bets when there's a medal on the go. It makes a degree of sense, you know, and maybe the Diamond League is the one you go like all out for.
Yeah.
But that's how she raced all year.
Yeah.
And it's actually brilliant that she got the win. It wasn't a case of, okay, well, listen, this is the only chance I have, so I'm going to do it regardless and, you know, finish second again. Like, the bravery she showed all season, not just on Friday night, paid off on Friday night, which is kind of cool.
Well done to Ciarán McGeehan. Thanks for today, Ciarán.
Thank you, Owen. And thank you,
thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Owen. And thank you, Ciarán.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to sign up to the World Service to hear all of our Champions League coverage. You'll also hear all episodes of the podcast ad-free if you become a member. The Second Captain's Podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.